a few from other individuals, and a lot of the material, like they're on schools, the program, a one-room school program, and like this, I just got that from an old trustee's record book.
Geez, all
which was is, which was prepared by what was it, school teacher's record book, but it was left in the hands of the township trustee.
1892.
Is Ollie related to Al in some way? Or I assume that she's her married name.
She was
that's
native of our families were early settlers in our township,
mm-hmm.
and Ollie was she's the widow of Hermie, and she lives at Wheatfield. She's
mm-hmm.
still living.
Mm-hmm.
She was one-room school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are copies of just a page that were just...
Oh, that's the same thing as here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was just taken off of the trustee's record book.
Uh-huh.
Just open up the book to the page you'd want, and the copying machine would just run this off. Uh-huh. At that time at
That's
auditor's office in Rensselaer. That dates back, some of those old trustees' record books I found date back to 1865.
Mm-hmm. The trustee records. Is a local official, or?
He was the local official.
Of the township.
Of the township,
mm-hmm.
back there at that time. And there's a petition that the people petitioned the trustee for a new schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to tell us about all the accepted bids and then rejected all three bids because...
Because why?
Because he thought he could buy the material and build it cheaper himself and hire the labor.
Oh, I see.
Local labor. So he made a trip to Michigan City by the Monon Railroad, which is west of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Goes through the little town of St. Peter, which is in Stark County.
Uh-huh.
Went to Michigan City and bought the material, had it shipped by rail to St. Peter.
Uh-huh.
Then had it transported over here to the site where the schoolhouse was supposed to be built and hired the labor, and it cost him just about the same.
And a lot more trouble, right?
Around $300 for a one-room schoolhouse. Those were the bids. Around $300, and that was the actual cost when he bought the material and had it shipped out and erected the building.
I was noticing, matter of fact, I guess it's quite remarkable around DeMott, the Dutch settlement. Is that characteristic of this whole county? Or?
No, they're spreading. They were confined first to DeMott and their township, which is Keener Township.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some now in Wheatfield Township, quite a few, especially in the western part, which adjoins Keener Township. And we have a few in our township, too, already.
Mm-hmm.
The early settlers that came to this area, like to Kanke Township, were German, English, and Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, later on, other nationalities came, all kinds. We have some Polish.
You say German, English, and Irish, do you mean they're first generation off the boat, or they're from elsewhere?
They were from elsewhere, mostly from the east,
mm-hmm.
like from Pennsylvania, New York. They migrated from there over here. And about that time when Jasper County was settled, I think the potato famine was on in Ireland.
Yeah.
And a lot of Irish came to America at that time.
That would have been
about 1830 some, wasn't it?
So that was before the big war.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean before World War? War I?
No, before the
Revolutionary War?
The other one.